for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Chandler Gwadnin with your morning headlines for Monday, March 7th, 2022. The Idaho Falls Fire Department responded to several calls on Saturday. Authorities say that around 1:30 p.m., the fire department, Bonneville County Sheriff's Office, and the Idaho Falls Police Department were called to Freeman Park, where a female with developmental disabilities had fallen through ice into the Snake River. When responders arrived, the water covered everything but her head and shoulders. Police were able to throw her a rope and pull her safely to shore. All other individuals were able to make it to shore on their own. At about 5 p.m., the Idaho Falls Fire Department responded to a structure fire at the 5,000 block of East Ryrie Highway. The fire was reportedly caused by a spark from a piece of equipment and cost an estimated $10,000 to $15,000 in damages. The fire was extinguished in 20 minutes. Shortly after, the fire department, along with BCSO, responded to a fire at 17 Mile Cave. The flames were reportedly up to 15 feet high. There was no one in the cave. The fire was reportedly started by wooden pallets that were soaked in gasoline and set on fire. None of those involved in the incidents were seriously injured. Donna Edith Smith Packer has passed away. According to the church newsroom, Donna, wife of the late President Boyd K. Packer, former president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, passed away on Saturday night at her home. She was 94. Sister Packer was born in Brigham City, Utah in 1927. Donna first saw her husband at a church youth gathering in 1946, where he was the guest speaker. They were married in 1947. She stood by her husband through his many years of church service until he passed away in July of 2015. Donna was involved in her community and volunteered at local schools. In 1973, she was given the Exemplary Woman of the Year Award from Bricks College. Sister Packer spent 30 years of continuous service in the primary organization. She will be remembered for her emphasis on relationships, traditions, and the importance of keeping covenants. Funeral arrangements are pending. The Idaho Falls Zoo is looking for volunteers for the upcoming season. According to Local News 8, volunteer duties would include helping with animal care, gardening, exploration stations, and helping at special events. The application process to volunteer at the zoo will open on March 14th. For a link to the application, you can visit our Facebook page. Just search for BYU Idaho Radio. These have been your morning headlines for Monday, March 7th, 2022. I'm Chandler Gwadnin. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Google, Alexa, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast. Or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.